Joining us today is Mr. Vic Kraus of Warbirds of America, who's very excited to be here today.
He is just full of energy. Lightning bolts are coming out of his fingertips.
Good morning, gentlemen.
He's using that loosely.
Yeah, he's also not camping on the field, is he?
No.
Let me get this straight. So this is like day one of AirVenture, and this is show one.
Show one, hour
so
one.
I get the theory now. They put me into this 8 o'clock slot because they want to get all the mistakes out of the way away.
Exactly. Absolutely. Exactly. As his alternate ego, Lieutenant Laceration, would say.
Yes, yes, yes. Oh, we got to talk about Lieutenant Leroy Laceration for sure.
So what's going on up there? It's exciting. You were talking earlier before we came in about this tour. That sounds really cool.
You know, this is year number six, but we have literally been working on this sixth edition for about 1 year since AirVenture last ended 2015. You should see the tram. It's a point of interest itself. We have it decorated both cars, both sides, the roof, everything with military insignias from literally hundreds of all the branches of service, all the battalions, squadrons, anything. I mean, people were donating, and we just mooched a bunch of them. And the tram itself is absolutely gorgeous. Hey, here's a first. How about this? Shell Oil Company, Gill Teledyne Battery Products. How about Hartzell Propellers? Major sponsors this year. We've never gotten a dime in the last 5 years. We got three major sponsors and about six sub-sponsors. They're plastered all over the back panel of that tram, so we recognize and give recognition, of course, to the people that have helped us produce this particular year.
Okay, that's very cool. Now, what exactly is the tram? This is a tram ride that does...
We've booked this as the Warbirds of America. Actually, we call it the Warbirds Adventure, long name. Warbirds Adventure Discovery Tour. And it's a 45-minute narrated, comfortable ride. Takes you through all 12 zones of the Warbird complex. And everybody that gets on gets a takeaway gift bag from Warbirds, inside of which there's a boatload of free stuff. Really cool stuff. Site map. We produced our own site map for just the Warbird compound. You can watch the whole route of the tram. The big deal in that bag, in my view, the aircraft recognition chart. We produced one of those recognition charts like they trained the cadets during the Second World War to recognize aircraft and to also recognize our own aircraft so we don't shoot our own stuff down. But these documents, they're put on nice 80-pound stock paper. It's like poster paper. But here's the key. You can take these around the Warbird flight line and have each aircraft signed by perhaps a pilot or a crew member or someone affiliated with the P-38 that's on the B-25, the T-6, SNJ, whatever. And when you're done, you've got a keepsake that you can't buy in a gift shop, man. Pin that up on a bulletin board, put it in a frame. That could be something that young folks will never forget having.
Well, you know, you were talking about the military emblems and everything. Do you happen to have Kilroy was here on it?
You know, it's funny you said that. I saw Kilroy was here inside the judge's shack over at Warbirds. And I said, you know what? That's the one we should have had on the trailing end of the cart as it went by. You'd see Kilroy peeking over the last car. I should have done that. Yeah.
We can still do that. We can sneak out there with a Sharpie.
We got time. Yeah. That's right. But big year. Real big year.
So this is not the first year you've won the Discovery Tour. Then?
No, not at all. Like I say, this is edition number six. Boy, we had you guys are from out of town. I am too. But WVBO, Very Best Oldies, 103.9. Skip Willis, a really great local radio celebrity, did a contest in collaboration with Warbirds of America, win a day as a special VIP guest of Warbirds in America. Young fella here last Wednesday won that. Joe Whitman and his father Dave are coming out Wednesday to enjoy an immersion in Warbirds of America. It drummed up boatloads of interest. It's been on the airwaves for the last 3 weeks. It's something new we never did before, and I got to believe it's going to be every year an annual event.
You know, talking about this Discovery Tour, this is a free tour, right?
Absolutely right. There's no charge for this whatsoever. Obviously, we have a devious plan. I mean, you know, free. And in aviation,
take over the world.
What is, yeah, here we go. No, but what we want to do is just produce so much goodwill. We want to show people what a great group of guys and gals we have in Warbirds of America. And we're hoping in 45 minutes of this kind of positive spin that we can encourage people to consider joining our group. And we're going to bust a couple of myths about you have to have a warbird, you have to have a plane, you can't join warbirds unless you're, you know, this and that. You don't need nothing. All you need is a Visa, a MasterCard, and some desire, and come on in.
Sounds like
that
a
sounds
plan
good,
to me.
Yeah. All right, where do we sign up, right?
But there's the plot.
You know, I was going to say there's been a lot of excitement in the warbird community recently with the Doc returning to the air. The Commemorative Air Force got their P-63 fired up. Columbine moved to Bridgewater, Virginia. You guys got to be jumping up and down.
It's just a huge year. I think we got a P-47 coming in. You mentioned Paul Poberesny's P-63. Is that, am I right there?
His P-64.
P-64. They just got that fired after 20 years.
Yeah, that's
airplane. I saw the video. I was thinking, is that Paul's airplane? Well, just answered that for me. Thank
you. There it is. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, our past president, Rick Siegfried, was tapped to go out and fly that beauty after they got done with the restore, and man, it purred like a kitten.
Now, you were talking before we went on the air about this safety video you guys have produced.
I'm telling you, this is hilarious. You know, we have four people. My son was the moderator, and he was the young 26, 27-year-old attractive face of the Warbirds of America. And then there was me, and I played a role of Lieutenant Leroy Laceration, and then Willie Goes played Sergeant Shuffle Von Tripp. And, of course, he's all dressed in a German uniform, and he's all bandaged up. And I limp in on crutches with a eye patch because I walked into a pedo tube. I mean, this video is, on the one hand, you know, we tried to be kind of slapstick funny, but really, I think we're going to deliver some real meaningful messages. And we made it so it isn't just a tram tour specific safety video. We're telling people about hazards and things that'll really keep them safe all over the Air Venture grounds or at any airport. So I'm real proud of that. It's we tried to get Tom Cruise and Harrison Ford to be in that, but they wouldn't
they
even return our
day,
calls.
Huh?
So you got Vic Krause and Willie Goes, and you know that's all you get.
Well, that's a close second.
I was just thinking that, a close second.
I don't think it's close at all, but okay, I'll take it.
Well, you know, they'll view it as an opportunity missed when they see it.
Yeah, wait till those guys see it. They'll be calling me.
That's right. You'll be doing doubles.
Man, you guys are gonna love this diabolical thing. This is really
I like the word diabolical.
Are we good? We good on time?
Yeah.
We got a couple minutes.
Yeah, so get this. I went out about, 3 months ago on the internet, and I bought this $500 replica World War II air raid siren. It is just ear-crushing.
The neighbors love you.
Yeah, but wait. I fired it this morning in Warbirds at 7 a.m. Actually, 6:59, so I didn't interfere with the yodeler guy.
Right.
But here's my plan. Anybody that signs up for a membership to Warbirds of America, they get to crank that sucker.
Oh,
it's right there at the headquarters. Everybody wanted to get their hands on it yesterday. Funny.
Funny how that is.
Yeah, definitely. I'm in on that.
Definitely the ultimate kid's toy. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, it's such fun. Anyway, no, we're having a lot of fun. We got a great team. We've got 24 volunteers. I mean, we've got this thing staffed up with narrators, briefers, drivers. We got headquarters support people. We got a CO that manages both the morning shift and the afternoon shift, and headquarters support people. It's just, we're going to kick. It's going to be a great show.
Okay, and you're going to have I can see there's going to be a line waiting for this tram.
Well, we are planning for overflow. We really are.
How often does it run?
It runs every half hour now. Oh, I didn't tell you. Dueling trams. EAA gave us a second tram, so now it isn't just every hour, it's every half hour.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. You're going to see a lot of traffic through that.
I think we're going to have a real heavy turnout.
We're going to tell you right now, we'll be over there to check it out.
I can't wait to see you boys.
He said the magic word, free.
Free.
Yeah. I can't wait for you to show you that video. You'll crack up. It's hilarious.
Is it required that everyone on the tram must watch the video?
Yeah, we actually have a 30-minute pre-launch brief. And we have two people conducting that briefing. There's a main briefer, and then there's a membership officer, and they take turns on. We're going to have hat drawings for free Warbirds of America hats. There's going to be one for each tram tour. Again, we just got this, so it's going to be a real Disneyland for the aviation crowd.
There you go.
Sounds like a real party.
And maybe we'll throw in a couple of minor radio celebrities.
Oh, I don't think you're minor at all. You bad boys are spanking
it here.
No,
we're minor.
I don't believe that.
Well, I'll tell you what. I just can't wait until they do the raffle for the free P-51.
Yeah, there you go. Sign us up.
I'll be in on that.
Yeah, I'll be putting in my tickets, too.
Yeah, exactly. Of course, it'll be about this, you know, 2 inches across, and it'll run across the floor when you wind it up.
I'll take that.
That's great.
The insurance on that is, you know, it's very easy to pay.
Yeah. All right, Vic, I want to thank you for joining us.
Honestly, you boys are brilliant. It's always a lot of fun to be here.
And where do we find you in the tram?
You know, all you got to do is get yourself over to that that north-northeast area, and there's a giant, we got a huge tent this year. They dedicated a full 20 by 40, and we decorated that with these huge hanging flags and banners, and we've got some of our sponsor banners like Shell on there. I mean, you won't miss it. And hopefully you'll hear that siren going off like every 32 seconds.
Yeah, right, right. It's annoying everybody.
That's right.
Well, we'll be sure to stop up there, Vic. Thanks for joining us.
It's been fun. Thank you very much, Dave.
You've been listening to Vic Krause here from Warbirds Over America. I'm Fast Eddie.
And I'm Digital Dave.
And you're listening to EAA Radio.